WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Even with the hectic events of the day, Raymond Marble still finds time to satisfy his perverted urges. Watch as he not only commits another act of indecent exposure, but adds to this social horror by making his wife wait in the car. Is there no shame?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's too good.
That's from Pink Flamingos. Movie directed by the great John Waters.
Love.
Get ready, because you are about to witness the biggest news event of the year.
Well spoken. And it makes for white guys. Don and Mike.
Yep. Got somebody on the phone now. Huge fan of this guy. The great John Waters. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Real pleasure to have you on the show. John is here to promote his new Court TV show. Mind if we chat for a second before we talk about your TV show?
Sure.
Okay. John Waters, famous movies, Hairspray, Big Baltimore guy.
Oh, yeah, Big Baltimore. Put Baltimore on the map. Really.
What is that theater in Baltimore that was going to close down or is always in danger of closing down that just got...
That's the Senator, the big Art Deco Palace. And I joined the committee to save it, and everybody gave in money, and we saved it. But I'm equally upset at the Earl, the porn theater there closed, really. And no one tried to raise money for that. I wanted to.
Now, is there any hope for that theater reopening?
No. It's already a church.
Oh, no.
And in that theater, you could walk around naked.
And it was called the Earl?
The Earl, and I'm so sad it's gone. I had just as much, and everybody came to battle and saved the Senator Theater, but there was not a peep about the Earl.
Was the Earl on the block, John?
No, it was in a residential neighborhood. It was at peace with the neighborhood. It had been there for many years.
It was at peace with the neighborhood. That's great.
In your humble opinion, we broadcast to Baltimore every day, and we have for 15 years. What is the best thing about Baltimore, John?
That people have a great sense of humor about themselves. They aren't trendy. They don't understand when people want to move away from Baltimore. They would say, why do you want to do that?
Right.
Like in other cities, they say, oh, good luck. You're going to have a great time. What a great chance you're going to have. And in Baltimore, they say, why would you do that? They don't understand, which I find quite refreshing.
And can I ask my stupid John Waters question?
Oh, please.
Here's my stupid John Waters question, John. How long does it take you to get your mustache just right?
You know, I could do it probably. If I go blind one day, I could still do it because I've had it since I was 19 and I'm 60. So how many years is that?
And it's a throwback, right? I mean, it's throwback to the old movie mustaches, right?
No, to me, it was Little Richard I wanted to be.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be the white Little Richard when I was a hippie.
Okay.
So basically, you just shave it from the top down with any kind of razor. Use little scissors, which they didn't use to let you take on airplanes, which was trouble for me for a while, to trim the bottom. And then it's a little gray, so you use a little, it's called a pencil mustache, so you use a little. I like Maybelline myself.
I'm glad I asked.
You're great on, you had a little role on My Name is Earl this past year.
Thank you.
And
now there's a Baltimore show, even though it's filmed in L.A., right?
Yeah, right. And didn't you play a mortuary, a funeral director?
Yes, I played an undertaker, yes.
On the My Name is Earl. And for the longest time, when I would see Steve Buscemi, you get that all the time, I'm sorry.
Well, Steve and I laugh about it. We're friends.
Mm-hmm. But I would see him, like, for instance, the first time I saw Fargo, an ad for the movie Fargo,
right.
I thought, oh, my God, John Waters shaved off his mustache to be in the movie.
We talk about it all the time. And Steve, one year, we're friends, and one year he did a homicide episode, and they dressed him like me, and my Christmas card was one year Steve Buscemi dressed as me.
That's
and
great.
People say to me on airplanes, you were good in Fargo.
Wow, that's amazing.
You mentioned Homicide, Life on the Street, which was filmed in Baltimore, kind of a precursor to whatever, Law and Order with Richard Belfort.
What a Wire. That's the show they shoot now. That's great.
That's what I wanted to ask. When are you going to be on The Wire? Have you been on The Wire?
I was on Homicide, and I don't know why I haven't been on The Wire, because I look like a junkie, don't I?
What is your current weight, John?
My current weight? I'm fat these days.
Are you really?
I'm really fat, like 165.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's like my left leg. John, your TV show is going to be on Court TV now. When I heard this, see, I thought you had a movie coming out. They said, we got John Waters, one of your favorite directors.
I was like, I didn't think up the Court TV show. It starts Monday at 10 o'clock, two episodes, but it's called Till Death Do Us Part. And it's based on true crime, and it's based on couples that really did kill one another. The man or the woman kills one another every week. And it starts at their wedding, and I am the groom reaper, and I enable you to enjoy it.
Hey, now, is it primarily going to be a narration, John? Do you come
in? No,
I'm
in it. I'm in it. I mean, okay. I play the groom reaper. I'm always at the weddings lurking around the back and talking to the camera. And I'm in it at the end where basically they're either in prison or the end of the courtroom or they're being taken away by the police. And I talk to the home audience. I enable them to enjoy watching a show about a couple that will murder each other.
So this sounds like it was really done just for you. It's kind of quirky. It sounds like a different approach to a dramatization of a crime scene.
It is. It is. It's the first scripted show that Court TV's ever had. It's not like reenactments and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of all of
I've always liked going to trials. I mean, I've done that myself, and as long as it's not mine. I mean, I've had a few trials of my own, but I'm glad Court TV wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. So when you were, I guess, was it your idea or did they come to you?
Not my idea. It was Jeff Lieberman's idea, who was a horror director that made some great movies like Blue Sunshine and Satan's Little Helper. And basically, it was his idea, and it was his idea to cast me, and he sold the whole idea to Court TV, and they all came to me together.
Horror movies. That makes sense. Which one of the Chucky movies were you in?
Seed of Chucky.
You knew he was in a Chucky movie.
I just knew he was in one of them.
And that was the last one where Chucky has a transvestite son named Glenn. And actually, Glenn kills me, but with Chucky's approval.
Do you have to work at being odd, John?
Well, it's my job. Every day I got to think up weird things in the afternoon. I try to sell them just like you go to work.
Of all of your films, are you proud of all of them? Pink Flamingos, my favorite. Hairspray, right up there. Polyester. Which one of your films, if you don't mind talking about your films for a second again?
No.
Which one of your films are you most proud of? If someone was to say, what movie defines John Waters, which one would you pick?
Any of them. You could pick any of the movies from Mondo Trasho up to A Dirty Shame, and they all would say what a John Waters movie is. They all are about people that mind their own business, lose in real life, turn what society thinks is a disadvantage into a style, and win. So I would always pick the ones that probably not the obvious ones. Everybody's seen Pink Flamingos by now. Everybody's seen Hairspray. So I would probably pick Cecil B. DeMented or Pecker.
Oh, Pecker is outstanding. You are diminishing your greatness here, because when Pink Flamingos came out, and I was, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14, that was in the early 70s, right? Like 73,
yep.
Something,
yep.
72? Okay. I remember going into a theater with someone and saying, I have never seen a movie like this. It was so, this gets thrown around a lot, avant-garde. At the time, it was like, Jesus, I'd never seen anything like that. Not that it was shocking or horrifying. It was funny, and it was funny in a quirky way. And
well, it's still like that. It didn't get nicer. Political correctness didn't hit it. It didn't change it. But now it's on television. It's on the Sundance Channel all the
time.
It is. How could that be when families are channel surfing and see the singing anus?
I would imagine at the beginning of your career, I mean, how much rejection did you really have to undergo when you were there?
I made the first movie in 1964, and I didn't get a good review until 1978.
Wow. It's hard. I can't. You know, I'm feeling old because you've been at it for so long. I forgot that. I mean, you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, old chickens make good soup.
And how often do you get back to Baltimore?
I live in Baltimore. Are you kidding? I'm coming back there this week. I mean, I live there. That's where my house is. That's where my office is. That's where people work for me. But I live in airports now. I'm always promoting something. You know, I just had a record album out called A Date with John Waters. I have something on Netflix called.
Well, hold on a second. Wait, I want to stop you there. A date? Is it? Did you say a day or a date with John Waters?
A date with John Waters.
Tell me about that album. I got to hear about it. What is it?
Oh, it's out now. It's basically romantic music that I would use to seduce you with if you came over to my house.
That is great.
What's one of the songs or artists?
Well, Patience and Prudence, singing Tonight You Belong to Me, which was the first record I ever shoplifted. That always is sexy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I really think this show is going to be terrific. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Well, I hope so. It's Monday night. Two episodes. So, and even if you feel like you're going to kill your wife or husband, sit down and watch it. Maybe you won't do it. Stay single and stay alive.
How much lead time do they give you?
Lead time.
How many episodes have they committed to you?
Well, I've already done 13 of them.
Oh, wow.
They're all shot.
And I guess the scary thing is there's really no, it's an endless supply of material, I would imagine, right?
Well, it's not so much because you have to get ones that work for good television. I mean, they have to. You can't have them where the children are involved. There's some things that would make it certainly not so great for comedy. But they're not every murder works for a television series.
Well, here's
truth has to be stranger than fiction, but still work for television.
Do any of the spouses that get it deserve it, John?
Well, deserve it is, you know, a divorce would be easier. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, it's been nice slurping you. I mean, that's what I say when we have someone on, and all I want to do is just climb into their bung and just applaud and go.
Yeah, bravo.
Oh,
bravo.
Thank you very much.
You're very talented. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. This new show, Monday night on Court TV, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Till death do us part. Good luck with that, John.
Thank you, John. I'll need it. We all need that. Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Bye-bye.
The great John Waters, cool. And I do mean great. Cool.
Do you know, I forget sometimes. I mean, when he said he was, I don't know, maybe it's the personality he has. When he said he was 60 years old, it kind of hit me like a 2x4. I mean, I just completely forgot he has been doing this. How old is Hairspray now? I mean, Hairspray is
that's
so,
like, was that
30
75,
years old?
25 years.
I do remember with John Waters, I think with Pink Flamingos, it was like, probably when you like the way you felt when you saw Monty Python.
Right, right.
That for you, Monty Python.
I didn't know you were a John Waters fan because you don't talk about it a lot.
No, because when I first saw the movie Pink Flamingos, I remember sneaking in with my cousin Ronnie because I was not old enough to get in.
Right.
And like going, and I remember him sitting there just going, I don't get this. This ain't funny.
I put the Rocky Horror Picture Show and John Waters movies in kind of the same category.
That's what I was trying to say to you. I was saying that while you're very affectionate for Rocky Horror Picture Show and
Monty Python's a good example.
Monty Python. Right.
Because Monty Python, would you agree that a John Waters film is similar to a Monty Python film in that you'll put 12 people in a room, and by the time that movie's over, 6 people would have left and 6 people are staying.
We'll
I think it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Right. Hairspray, thank you, Wig.
Wig.
Coming from Wig, Hairspray was out in 1988.
88, okay, so it wasn't that long ago.
1988, and oh, here we go. Here's a John Waters fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, buddies.
Hi, Tom.
You got me with that, because it almost sounded real for a second. It's the TV star.
Tom, how do you spell Hairspray?
Hair.
Well, start again, Tom.
H-A-R. Spray, S-P-R-I-N-G.
Right.
Harspring.
How do you spell sleet?
S-I-S-T.
Cyst.
Perfect.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donnie. How you
Tom,
doing?
I'm going to give you a real challenging one. How about a wintry mix? Spell wintry mix.
Wintry?
Yeah, just wintry.
W-I-N-N-E-R-M-I-X.
Winter mix.
Perfect. How about pink? Flamingo. Pink.
P-I-K-E.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're great. Flamingo.
F-I-R-E-D.
Pike fired.
Beautiful.
So what's happening, Tom?
How are you, Tom?
Yeah.
What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day, Tom?
I don't know. What are y'all doing?
Aren't you coming down to be part of our special show?
Yep. When? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. I'll be down there.
Mm-hmm. Big live broadcast, 3 o'clock tomorrow.
A big live broadcast tomorrow at 3 o'clock at O'Meara's.
Oh.
I wasn't going to leave it. I was not going to lead him down that primrose path.
Are you going to be wearing green tomorrow, Tom?
Yep. I'll be wearing green tomorrow.
You are absolutely right, Tom.
It's going to be at O'Meara's and Manassas.
That's right, Tom.
Have a good weekend.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Charlie is too.
No, he is not here.
Hello there. No. Charlie will come out if you promise not to go to Mike's restaurant.
I will. What?
Charlie will not. Charlie will come and talk to you if you promise not to go to Mike's restaurant.
I won't go to Mike's restaurant.
Hello there.
Hello.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha!
Oh, okay, then I'm going back to it.
What?
Tom, talk with an Irish accent.
This is old Cletus.
Oh, what?
This is Cletus from Dukes of Hazzard.
Tom, what can you tell us about St. Patrick's Day? Tell us everything you know about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day.
The Irish is like an Irish. Eyes raised, eyes were smiling.
Right. Tell us everything you know about St. Patrick's Day. What's good about it?
You wear green, and you get drunk with green beer.
Is that it?
Yep.
Very good.
How do you spell drunk?
D-A-R-N-K.
Darnk.
He's my man.
He's good today.
He's a swell speller.
He is a swell speller.
Hey, have you seen the picture of Rob on the internet in his wig?
No.
How do you spell wig?
W-I-N-G.
Wing. That's that's his new nickname. Would you like to call Rob Wig?
Hey, Rob, you're a wig.
That's it. Tom, you sound like you're in a good mood. Doesn't sound like you're angry today.
Nope, I am in a good mood today.
Good.
Hey, Tom, you know who's going to have a really good St. Patrick's Day?
Who?
Super Dave.
No.
Oh, yes, he's going to have a great – every holiday is a great day.
Mike is bringing Super Dave to his restaurant to jump out of a cake.
You know what? I don't give a crap.
Wow. Well – moods are subject to change, much like the weather.
He's mentally retarded.
Sounds like someone needs his rubber band.
He did not like Super Dave being brought into that conversation.
Remember when Tom told us his therapist told him to snap his wrist with his rubber band?
Yes, he carries it with him, and he doesn't carry it anymore, and that's why he's been angrier and angrier.
Whenever he loses it. All right, thank you to the great John Waters.
Yeah. That was fun.
I do mean that. His show is on Court TV Monday night at 10. We'll have a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll be right back. Here's a pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.